From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, July 29th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top. How did memory chip maker CXMT become China's most valuable stock? Explained, Changshin Memory Technology's explosive market debut has drawn intense scrutiny in Washington. Investors are betting that China can successfully build a domestic semiconductor industry capable of powering advanced AI without depending on the West next. Second, from the Daily Beast, Trump administration misses deadline to revisit birthright citizenship ruling. President Donald Trump's vows to reverse a pivotal Supreme Court ruling fizzled out in silence. Tuesday marked the end of the 25-day window for the Trump administration to seek a reversal of the Supreme Court's decision on birthright citizenship, a matter that Trump himself sought to end since his first day returning to office. Despite Trump, 80, repeatedly railing against the right enshrined in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, the president's administration failed to seek a rehearing after the case was decided late last month, as reported by the Associated Press and the Washington Post. Up next. Third, from the Guardian World. Daniel Andrews says Ben Carroll can win Victoria election in rare public statement. Former leader shows support for new Victorian premier while paying tribute to Jacinta Allen. Get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. Former Premier Daniel Andrews has thrown his support behind the Victoria's new Labour leader, Ben Carroll, saying he has what it takes to win November's state election. In a rare public statement on Wednesday, Andrews also paid tribute to Jacinta Allen, who he handpicked to replace him as Premier when he resigned in September 2023. Continue reading. And then, fourth, from the Free Press, MAGA needs friends like Israel and Ukraine. President Donald Trump likes to complain about allies who don't pull their weight when it comes to defense. This week, Trump is being visited by two allies who bear more than their fair share: the leaders of Israel and Ukraine. Both countries are taking on America's enemies, spending lavishly on defense and sustaining civilian and military casualties at an incredible rate, in Ukraine's case. As threats to the U.S., next. Fifth, from Status Coup. Live war criminal protest against Benjamin Netanyahu, D.C. Visit live from White House. Status Coup is the scrappy, guerrilla journalists delivering on-the-ground justice journalism in a country suffocating in propaganda, infotainment, and tribal bullshit delivered to your TV, computers, and phones. We need more support to stay on the ground. Support for as low as $5 a month. You can also donate to our cause. Support justice journalism. $5 a month, donate to fund Status. Coop News Status Coup. Video journalist John Farina is on the ground, documenting a protest against Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday to attend the funeral services for the late U.S. Up next, sixth from the Next Move. Ukraine's protesters remind us why their country isn't Russia. Isaac Luna, Olvera, is a former U.S. Marine Corps officer who fought for the Ukrainian military after the full-scale Russian invasion. He is the author of the book Reckoning Dreams and Fire, a memoir about his experience in Ukraine and other battles. Mr. Luna remains based in Ukraine. Follow him on X. In March of this year, a few dozen people gathered in Moscow to protest. They weren't speaking out against Russia's criminal war against Ukraine. They were demonstrating against internet restrictions in their own country. And then, seventh, from The Good in Us by Mary L. Trump, the Congressional Freethought Caucus's third annual Congressional Reason Reception. Transcript edited for clarity, flow, and length. A few weeks ago, I had the great honor of delivering the keynote address at the Reason Reception hosted by the Freethought Caucus in the House and sponsored by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Humanist Association, and the Secular Coalition for America. It was an extraordinary event, and I was deeply honored to be part of it. I wanted to share a portion of those remarks with you because I think they speak to something much larger than the political moment we currently find ourselves in. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.